An appetizing sporting weekend is on the cards for sports lovers, with exciting lineups on the menu in football, rugby, and cricket. Casolaga Premier Soccer League action returns after a one-week break, with Dynamo's Portuguese coach Jorge Paulo Silva still in charge of the club, despite speculation over his future since the two losses in the Independence Trophy to Chicken Inn and FC Platinum. The club executive has given Silva a three-game ultimatum, and the coach himself knows he's sitting on a knife edge, as the Barre fans are looking for nothing short of a return to winning ways, with the away visit to struggling Mutare City Rovers at Sakuba Stadium Sunday. Club president Ken Mbaiwa revealed that they've given Silva and his technical team three matches to pick up the maximum 9 points, failure of which they would have sacked themselves.
1 9 points out of those three games, nothing short of 9 points. And if they don't collect 9 points, the whole entire senior team, we told them, they will fire themselves if they don't collect 9 points. It means that automatically they are fired. No 9 points, they are all fired.
Dynamos are falling behind, as they are 5 points behind joint leaders Chicken Inn and FC Platinum, with Gamecocks expected to extend their lead at the top of the table against Kelvin Kaindu's Haumine. Former Dynamos defender Guthrie Jokini, who is now turning out for Triangle, says it is not good to see Zimbabwe's most popular football team struggling. He says the 1998 Cup Champions League finalists should pull up their socks for the good of Zimbabwean football.
It's time they are not a bedside, but also they must pull their socks.
FC Platinum, who pulled off a shocker with that famous 2-1 win over Islanders at Babafield Stadium, are favourites to pick up 3 points against an inconsistent Chapungu that plays well at home but wastes away from Ascot Stadium. After reaching the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield and the Independence Trophy Finals, Highlanders fans are impressed by the groundwork so far done by Dutch coach Errol Agbe. However, Agbe has a tough task ahead, as his Bosso side are locked in a tough blowout duel against Torocho Pirates in a game that is all the hallmarks of a thriller on Sunday. Sunday, Chizambwa ZPC Kariba will be at their favourite hunting ground of Nyamunga Stadium, where they will face Blawe City, whose coach Pilan Mwe thinks Premiership football is not all that difficult, but adds that they still have some grey areas to work on.
It's still got a lot of grey areas that we should work on. We need to believe in ourselves. We need to show character. Unfortunately, we are not that strong mentally. We need to work on that.
Other matches lined up in week 3, we'll see Ngezi Platinum Stars making the long trip to Wange for a date at the Colliery, while the Green Machine of Capes United have a home turf game against Harare City, which is coached by their former mentor Taurai Mangwiro with his assistant Mike Matsvanyika. Capes United are hoping to forget the events of this week, in which their captain Method Mwanjali was remanded in custody on allegations of attempted murder, while another of their players, Ashford Gutu, is on bail for malicious injury to property. Triangle round off the weekend's football fixtures with a home game against struggling newly promoted Border Strikers. That aside, the International Rugby Board Under 20 World Trophy enters its second round, with Zimbabwe hoping for a change of fortune at Harare Sports Club Saturday. The Young Sables lost their opening game 24-54 to Samoa, and another defeat this time against Uruguay could lead to elimination. In that respect, Zimbabwe need to win against Uruguay to maintain the public's interest in the 8-team rugby festival. The other matches will see Samoa entertain Fiji, while the USA will meet Spain. Now to cricket. Top class action will also be at Alexandra Sports Club and the Country Sports Club, where the Zimbabwe women's cricket team hosts a four-team 2018-2020 World Cup Africa Zone qualifying tournament that will also feature Kenya, Uganda and Tanzania. At the last qualifiers hosted by South Africa, Zimbabwe failed to qualify for the World Cup despite beating both Kenya and Uganda in the group stages. This time around, coach Trevor Phiri said they are ready for qualification, adding that they will guard against complacency against the teams they beat the last time around.
We are not having that complacency that we beat them last time and then we just walk over. No, we are ready for them and then we are going hard.
The top team from the four-team qualifiers will join the rest of the world in the final qualifying round for the 2018-2020 Women's World Cup. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.